I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And listen, we've been on vacation for a few weeks now. And like, you know.
Happy 2021, people. New year. We're going to have some more fun, different content. And we just wanted to kick it off because this Baldwin story is too good to pass up.
I mean, it's like when things, I feel like when we always take a break is when things happen. And it's like, what the hell, man? Like, this is like perfect for us. We love this dumb shit. Like, we live for this. Like, what I love about this story is that realistically, it's like, it's not physically hurting anyone. Like, Ilaria did not break any like laws. Like, this is just silly, mundane, like It's just silliness, right? Like this whole thing.
It's just, it's a story that went a little too far.
It's like it went too far, and she could never, she had to double down. She couldn't like ever turn back from it, right? She had to just keep going.
The real question to me is like, how much does Alec really know? That's the real question.
I think he knows everything and nothing all at the same time. Like, I think he just does not care.
Well, so, it was like when they first started dating, was she throwing out right away, like, I'm from Spain, Ilaria, like.
Okay. So what I would love for us to do is like, let's break down the timeline of like what happened while we were on vacation first. Sure. And then like, let's go into like when they met, everything like kind of sit this, basically this whole backstory. Like, let's go into that after so that we can really like.
Courtney, you guys dive. Has made an extensive, extensive timeline. I was like, okay, like sending her a few articles today. Like I'm making a few notes. And my sister and I like took down the Christmas tree because she knew a lot about it. I'm listening to her. Courtney's like, oh, I made a Google Doc of a timeline. And I'm like, it's like five pages, you guys. I was like, how long did this take you? She's like 45 minutes. I'm like, it's very extensive. So
I also feel like 45 minutes isn't that long in retrospect because it's been like a week or two that we've been dealing with all of this.
Kick it off with the original Instagram post by Amy Schumer.
Okay, so December 20th, okay? Amy Schumer posts a photo of Ilaria Baldwin holding her son, and she captions it as, Jean and I wanted to wish everyone a happy holiday season. Enjoy it with whatever family members are talking to you this year. Now, this is a picture of Ilaria holding her son in lingerie, like looking hot. And so my take on it was that Amy posted this because she doesn't look as hot as Ilaria, and like did it as just, it was just as a joke, like I wish I looked like this, like this is me.
Ilaria has five children, and like she's known for, after having the baby, like her post body is insane, so she takes it as like a shaming of sorts, like a skinny shame. I've like never been skinny shamed.
I would love to be skinny shamed. Like the day that someone skinny shames me, I'm like, thank you. You know, but whatever. So yeah, she didn't get it. Amy ends up deleting the tweet. After like that kind of happens, simultaneously on December 21st, the Twitter account at Lenny Briscoe, so at LENIBRISCOE, tweets, you have to admire Ilaria Baldwin's commitment. I'm just going to call her Hillary because I can't keep saying it in the accent. So you have to admire.
No, you have to say the accent. That's the point. Well, and her name is Hillary.
You have to admire.
She's from Boston, okay?
You have to admire Ilaria Baldwin's commitment to her decade-long grift where she impersonates a Spanish person. So that kind of just sits there. December 22nd. Ilaria releases an IGTV video that's talking about that photo with Amy, and she doesn't have an accent in it, right? And that's where she's, like you said, Mary, she's talking about kind of that mom shaming, the skinny bod shaming.
Yeah, and she's kind of like, she won't actually, she's not looking into the camera. It's kind of like a rolling of her thoughts, right? Perhaps, and just
it's
like.
It's also innocent, like, too, right? Like the video only struck a chord because she had no accent. Like it wasn't. I mean, her caption even said, like, feel free to not listen to this if you don't want to. It's, like, mundane, whatever. Like,
mind you guys, she's, like, 36 years old. She's been married to Alex since 2012. Like, they have five children together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then December 24th. And now everything that Amy Schumer has posted is now deleted. Like, she posts it, deletes it. So on December 24th, she posts a Baldwin family photo, and she captions it with, Chris and I had such a beautiful day with the kids. Okay, she deletes it. So it looks like they've kind of buried the hatchet. Now it's just like kind of a funny thing. So then the same day, Ilaria posts a picture of Amy Schumer, and she's dancing with two friends, and she's photoshopped her head on one of them, and then she also has a pregnant friend. She puts Alex's head on the pregnant friend. So she writes in her caption, like, thank you at Amy Schumer for being a part of our pregnancy announcement and convincing me that after five children, I've done enough. Alec as a pregnant man is quite high maintenance. No surprise there. It's okay. Amy and I've got all your cravings covered, honey.
Which this was like not even funny at all. She was trying to be in on her like own joke, but like this just was not, it wasn't funny at all.
Well, it's like, Amy Schumer's a comedian. Here's the thing. I'm not like a crazy big fan of Amy Schumer, but like to me, I think that these pictures are just, they're like a tongue-in-cheek, like kind of just like poking fun, but not really. Like, she clearly thinks, like, I think she thinks Ilaria is like a great person. Like, I don't think she was trying to like start anything.
She was just being like, dude, you're like posing. It's like how like Celeste Barber posts things. Like, it's making fun of yourself. It's like showing how extravagant Instagram is, mm-hmm. and like poking fun.
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
Okay. So December 27th. So remember, there's the Lenny Briscoe tweet. Now it's become like a full thread and it's deep diving into these videos. The Instagram account at Tracy Morrissey picks that up. And Tracy Morrissey's got a big following. So she posts all these story highlights. Okay. And it's a highlight about Hillary. And it's just, again, it's deep diving. It's taking, you know, what Lenny's done on Twitter and like going even deeper, showing video clips, showing different accents, just showing all of these different things.
You guys, in one video, she's like, how do you say cucumber?
Yeah. How do you say in English? Yes, yes, yes. That was in 2015. Because I've done too much research. Okay, so that starts to go viral. And you guys, I mean, again, it was like we needed something just so silly to take our minds off of what a dumpster fire this has been. So after that begins to go viral, Hillary then posts two different IGTV videos that are quote unquote clarifying these things, because apparently it needs to be clarified, where she says she was born in Boston. But she spent her childhood in Boston and Spain, and, you know, her accent.
But she's very, but it's very
calculated.
But it's also very obscure. It's like she won't not say that she's Spanish. And like she's also still saying like, I spent time between the countries and I moved to New York when I was 19. She moved from Boston to New York when she was 19, you guys. Like, she just literally said she was from Mallorca, saying, like, go into
it. So what you're talking about is in April of 2020, she went on a podcast called Truth Moms. And they said, so you came here when you were 19. She's like, I came to New York when I was 19 to go to NYU. And they're like, oh, and they're like, oh, where from? And she says, oh, my family lives in Mallorca. So she never says.
Mind you, you guys, her parents, her mom is like a doctor. Her dad is a lawyer, like a prestigious family from Boston. Like she went to like the Wesley School.
They summer on Martha's Vineyard and go to Nantucket often, and they are wearing their vineyard vines. Come on,
they're Sperry's. The waspiest people you've ever met. Right. You know, like, right. But then her family, her brother does live in Spain, and her parents like
they retired
hiring there, mm-hmm. So she's like still trying to like spin this. It's like she won't actually say no, I'm not from Spain. And like also all these people from her high school are coming out of the woodworks, right. Like, hey, she's like a great girl, like she's super nice, but she's definitely not from Spain.
Like she is, yeah, exactly. And it's like the whole thing is fine, because you're right, like she never outwardly admits one way or the other, right? She's like, I was born in Boston, like I have two cultures, I grew up here and there. So that's kind of what this video says that she posts. She posts two different, she's a different kind of Bostonian, she calls her children the Baldwinitos, and she's like, I kind of just want to say, like, leave me alone, this is a direct quote, I'm not doing anything wrong by being me. Maybe that doesn't look like somebody who you've met before, but I mean, isn't that the beauty of diversity? This is not someone that's pretending to be something else. It's literally just you have two cultures, except you are pretending to be Spanish.
I'm just like wondering how this like went so far. And also
the first video,
like, people just like dug up so much stuff, like,
yeah,
her grandparents' obituaries are online and like they tell their like life story and that they're born in Massachusetts. Like her grandfather's obituary said they were basically pilgrims.
Devin Simone, who used to be on the MTV's The Challenge, and she was on Wendy Williams Today, she was like, they were straight from the Mayflower.
her name was Hillary Hayward Thomas,
right? Well, Tomas, if you will. Okay, so in her first video that she posts on December 27th, Alec is in the background and he's saying too, like, I don't get it. She's like, yeah, Alec, I don't get it. He then posts his own 8-minute long video and it is kind of silent and he just is staring into the camera, like to where he's staring in your soul, where you're like, if looks could kill, I've been dead 10 times over.
Mm-hmm. But it was also a weird thing because he doesn't like, he keeps on being like, Facebook, I had to buy my own name, like someone stole it, like kind of.
While he talks on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, but that's neither here nor there.
Making this like basically they're blaming the media into creating this story that said that she was from Mallorca, Spain, and like she just.
Yeah.
She can't help what they print, what they say. Like, she can't control the media.
He says.
She's been on Hola Magazine.
He says, consider the source. We're like, the source is your wife, Alec. Like, what source are we supposed to be considering? Because isn't it from, like, you know, for lack of a better term, like, from the horse's mouth, it is your wife, you know? And then he just, like, at one point, he, like, looks in. He's like, when you love somebody, you want to defend them. And you're like, oh, my God. Okay. Like, it just like serial killer vibes. Okay. So then after this all breaks too, Amy's not done. Amy comes back and
just. How they have given, like, she's like, the joke has gone too far. Like, she's like, I was just trying to say, like, you look good in lingerie. Plus, like, baby, I'm jealous.
Hot. My kid's like 2 years old and I still don't look like that, you know? So on December 28th, Amy posts a photo of her in like kind of in, you know, like a summer dress and a large like straw hat, and she goes, and her caption says, I get it, I went to Spain a couple of times too and loved it, with the cucumber emoji. And like that was like everybody, because at this point too, like everybody has been, nobody's really working, everybody's kind of sitting on their couch, you know, you're with family, like there's nothing to do,
but,
you know, be on the internet. So all these celebs are weighing down. So it's like Emily Ratajkowski, she's like, oh my God, it's the cucumber emoji for me. Chrissy Teigen comments, ha ha ha, but in Spanish, so it's like ja ja ja, but you know, it's like, yeah, like yeah, yeah. All these people are commenting. I mean, it's on comments by celebs. Amy's deleted, again, has deleted the post, but it still lives on comments by celebs.
She's just like, I don't want to part of my feed, but I'll start the shit.
But you're so right, because it's so funny, because like she just posted this like innocuous post of like how hot Ilaria is, and it's like now blown up into this whole thing where it's like.
But then also, you guys, like, literally, Ilaria?
Ilaria
is from Boston. Mm-hmm. She marries Alec Baldwin, and they have engraved in Spanish in their wedding rings, like, what was it? Like
it translates to, like, we're a good team. I forgot what it was. It was like somos de bueno. Like I forgot what it was, but I remember seeing it translates into that. Here's the thing though. Like nobody cares if you're into Spanish culture. Like that's amazing. Like wow, you're so well traveled.
No, I think it's that she's like this can't come too to light because like Alec doesn't know that much. He hasn't listened that hard.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think she's like, Alec, I've like literally told you todos los things. I've told you todos los things, okay? And he's just like in one ear and out the other. It's so wild to me that it could just be, hey, I used to vacation in Spain and my parents loved it. Like my dad.
Like I really identify with Spanish culture. Like I love it so much. Like mm-hmm. I speak Spanish at home and just that's.
Yeah.
Well, when do you think she actually learned Spanish?
Well, so her dad, he said. He has said, like, in 1970, he had a run-in with, I wrote it somewhere, hold on. He had a run-in with a Spanish priest, and it was life-changing. And he said he got fully immersed in the Spanish life and culture, even though he doesn't have an iota of Latin blood. So I think it was very much a part of their household, like, and maybe, you know, they spoke Spanish. Like she says her kids are in bilingual school, so they're learning both languages. And I think that's like great. Like, honestly, if you can educate yourself more, why not? But it's like, why did you take this route as opposed to just saying, I really enjoy this?
She still hasn't admitted, like she still hasn't actually said, I am not from Spain.
Well, she said she's born in Boston. She's born in Boston.
Okay.
Okay, so again, so this whole thing too. So the same day, back to this timeline, December 28th. So now Ireland, who is Alec's daughter with Kim Basinger, who if you guys remember, he called her a disgusting pig when she was 16 in a voicemail that went completely viral.
Right.
So she goes, so also in between these videos too, is like she posts Hillary posted a breastfeeding pic to, like, take away from it. Of course, people are, like, commenting all over it, you know. And Ireland comments on it, and she's like, I wish people had the chance to know you and know your story the way that I do, rather than from a fabricated 9-hour-long Instagram story. I think you're an incredible mom and an inspiration. I know what it's like to have a really awful piece of shit woman in your place trying to be my stepmom. Which I'm like, who? And I thank God often that the stars aligned and I wound up with a stepmom like you. I had the best time of my life dancing with your chosen family that flew all the way here from Spain to party at your wedding. And it goes on, but just the chosen family line to me. Now, I would like to say that a few days ago.
She took it back.
So there's a TikTok. There's a video of Ireland sitting, like, in the car, and she's watching a TikTok. And you know that meme that's been going around, like, tell me you're something without tell me you're something. So it'd be, like, for me, like, tell me you're a basic white girl without tell me you're a basic white girl. And I, like, put on Uggs, leggings, and I drink a pumpkin spice latte. Very right. Easy, right? So Ireland's being recorded, and it's like, tell me you're from Spain without telling me you're from Spain. And she just looks at the camera, like, Jim Halpert style, like, bleh. So clearly Ireland has learned a little bit more than what she knew on December 28th.
Sure.
You know? And I just think, so also, so at the same time, like you mentioned before, like there's these publications, she's repped by CAA, most likely because that's where Alec is, right? Like they wouldn't be repping her other than that. And in her speaker biography, it says that she was born in Mallorca and grew up in Boston. So on December 29th, that's now been changed.
Right.
Any mention of where she's been born on the CAA profile? And she claims, she's like, I very rarely work with CAA at all now. Like, well, probably won't be. I don't think they're booking you for speeches anywhere unless it's, you know, maybe it's like a spy convention.
I want to know where the lie was created.
Right. So all of this is blowing up, right? So like this is like crazy. And instead, and you know, what she should have done, and at this time too, is like the entertainment business, like everybody's off for those 2 weeks around Christmas. So like her PR team is probably like, fuck, like Alex's PR or Alex's PR team, you know, like the agency, all this stuff. Like nobody's really answering emails, you know, all this stuff. But somehow on December 30th, a New York Times interview happens where she can tell her side of the story, but she doesn't go into, so they like ask her for like a kind of a timeline, like you were born, like where, and she won't go into specifics. So she says, like,
once again,
I know,
she's like, I don't know when I don't know when this lie started either.
Well, it's after 2009, we do know that, because she was still Hillary by then. So it's like she says, there is not something I'm doing wrong, and I think there is a difference between hiding and creating a boundary. I think it would be maddening to do such a tight timeline of everything. You know, sometimes there was school involved, sometimes it was vacation. It was such a mix, mishmash, is that the right word, like a mix of different things.
Like once,
yeah,
once again, like she doesn't,
how do
know
you say in English,
two languages, right?
And then she basically says, like, her home is now in Mallorca because that's where her parents live. So she goes, home is where my parents are going to be, she says. If my parents move to China, I'm going to go to China and say I'm going home. And
that's a stretch.
Well, here's everything that she's saying. I feel like it's like she's not wrong, but she's not right. Like, she's very good at her wording and, like, the semantics and all of that sort of thing.
No, she's really good at not admitting the truth. Well,
right. Omitting. Yes, totally. So that's like kind of the timeline of like where we are now. And now I feel, you know, no, like I still want more. Like,
oh,
because all these old things are coming. So let's take a quick break and then we'll like kind of talk about like when they came together, Alec and Ilaria.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, and now we're back. And I just like, I'm still like, I'm smiling throughout this whole thing because I just feel like it's so silly. So let's talk about like, so again, like I mentioned, it's basically post-2009 is when Eladia was born. Although she does claim that, you know, that's what she claims when she was younger, everybody called her. It's a family name. There is an interview with her mom. Mary, have you seen the interview where she's just like, she's talking about something and she's like, yes, and my son, Jeremy, and she goes, and my daughter, and there's a pregnant pause, like a long pause, and she goes, Ilaria. And then keeps talking. Like, she has to, like, I feel like
she has to think, how do I pronounce it? How do I pronounce my daughter's name?
What do the parents know? Because in Mallorca, too, they've now Daily Mail, because they're a piece of shit publication, I personally think, but also they always get down to things, right? Like, I feel like they're just, like, in your face. So they're, like, in Mallorca asking people, like, oh, do you know the Hayward Thomases? And, like, people are like, oh, yeah, we know them. Like, they go to this restaurant all the time. Like, oh, they always speak English in this restaurant. Oh, they have a daughter? We didn't even know they had a daughter. Like, things like that where it's like, wait, what? So she, you know, she was a yoga instructor. So let's talk about when they met. So they met in 2011. And they met at a restaurant called Pure Food and Wine, which is a now closed vegan restaurant. And Alec and her were making eyes across the bar, you know, the night. And it is what it is.
But I also heard that she knew he was going to be there. Like, this was very, very calculated of her to – she was going to do anything.
But Mary, she didn't even know him because she didn't own a TV. But he said, I must know you. And she said, you must know me? And he said, I must know you. And then he gave her his card. And all I'm thinking is, what does Alec Baldwin's business card say? Alec Baldwin actor? Like, alecbaldwin@gmail.com? Like, what is his card? You know?
I don't know.
And she also said, like, oh, he's so polite. Like, for the first 6 weeks of us dating, he never even tried to kiss me.
Yeah,
right. And I'm like, okay, so he wants to be your friend? Like, but you don't know who he is. But I'm like, if somebody, like, just want, I guess it's just, like, my new friend, whatever. And then, you know, and then.
But then there was also this thing that he wanted to be with Salma Hayek.
Yeah, allegedly. And this, by the way, every fact that we give, please nobody sue us because everything is alleged and we're big fans.
Off the internet, you know?
Yeah, this is off the internet.
But, like, she turned him down. And so it was like Ilaria knew he had.
Like, he wanted. She was going to be his little
She was going to do anything to pretend to be this type.
Okay. And then it's also funny, too.
Well, how fast did she learn Spanish?
Well, so I think she, like, you know. So I've seen a couple of interviews where she speaks Spanish, and it's not, like, perfect, but everyone says, like, Ilaria is, like, one of those girls that goes to Barcelona for a semester abroad and then comes, she's like, when I was studying abroad.
It's the Madonna yes! When she got the accent. Like, it's completely the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But so she was like a ballroom dancer, and then she was a yogi. And so one of her ballroom dancers that she danced competitively, like, with, his name is Alexander Rechits, R-E-C-H-I-T-S. He danced with her from 2006 to 2009. And he says that it's hilarious that she changed her name to – it's hilarious that she changed her name to Ilaria, because it was always her desire to be considered Spanish. She had roots in Spain. Her brother lived there. She visited there a lot. But Hillary's a very strong – very good, strong name. So why would you change that when you were born here and you weren't born in Spain? And Alexander – a lot of us have been wondering that as well.
it's strange. Truly strange.
I know. Okay, so then Alec and Ilaria, they marry a year and a half later after they start dating on June 19th, 2012. At the Basilica of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral in New York. So in their vows, she gave Spanish vows. And when they said, I do, instead they said, sí. Sí.
Right.
And then she said, my extended family didn't know how to say my new last name. Baldwin.
She really kept this up.
Yeah, she wore a Spanish veil.
Like her family, her parents came. Like, were they even living? They weren't even. They were. I think they had just 2011. Moved to Spain. Yeah, so. But they did come from Spain for the wedding, but really, and then they went to Boston after to visit family and friends.
It was a two-for-one trip, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, like, fine, because I think one of the people that came was, like, it was, like, someone who's, like, big in the city of Mallorca, like a mayor or somebody, like a dignitary, somebody like that came. So it's, like, again, remember, Ireland calls them her chosen family. So these are just friends from Spain, whatnot. But then, in July, so the next month, She goes on GMA, Good Morning America, to give an exclusive interview where she's sharing the photos. And they're like, so how's married life? She's like, My life is really nice. Like, she says that, I'm like, what? And it's like, my life is really nice. Like, it's so weird. It's so weird. And then, like you mentioned, in the 2015, she goes on the Today Show and she's doing a cooking segment. And it's for People in Espanol Festival. And she's talking about making gazpacho. And she's like, we've got the tomatoes and, how do you say in English, cucumber, red pepper. Again.
You guys, like, okay, their children's names are,
yeah, go.
Rafael Thomas, Leonardo Angel, Angel.
Angel, Charles, Romeo Alejandro, David, Carmen Gabriela, and Eduardo Pau, which is also the name of her ex-boyfriend, Eduardo.
That seems strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so there's also allegedly.
Beautiful names.
And again, but if you're into, like, you can be into the Spanish culture and name your children Spanish names without saying you were born there.
And a lot of people have, like, commented about her hair and the color and stuff like that.
It's just, I mean, okay, she posted about on MLK about the different in skin colors with her daughter Carmen. And, you know, and she has a spray tan and she puts her arm next to Carmen's and she says, we don't have the same skin color, because mommy, basically saying, like, mommy's arm is darker, but I shouldn't be treated any differently, right? And she's like, yep, right. I'm like, but you have a spray tan. And, like,
that's next level.
It's just,
it's a good message. It's a good message, like.
Right, but maybe not, you know, comparing your arm.
No.
And all I'm wondering, too, is, like, it was like, what, do the kids think they're Spanish?
They must.
Oh, no.
They must.
Oh, no. It's just, the whole thing is just wild to me because it's, like, one, I just love a grifter. She literally, case.
I guess it was just that she wanted to be from Spain and she really identified with the culture and she ran with it. She ran hard. But then people from high school started talking about it.
And they're just like,
could you imagine if you knew a friend from high school and you're like, wait, what? She married Alec Baldwin saying she's from Spain? What's going on?
I would love it. First off, my group chat right now would be, I mean, I have group chats that are off the charts about this regardless. Like, if I knew the person, oh, man. So, also, there's this thread on, it's called DC Urban Moms. And they've been talking about this for years. Like,
they're like, we're finally,
right, like,
identified.
Like, they've gone deeper into it, like, questioning, like, what's going on. So, it's been, like, this has been around for a while. Again, it just kind of picked up because Amy Schumer, there was this drama around it. And then it just, like, stuck, right? But, like, so there's been, so people are on their thread. So at one point, they think that Hillary came on the thread to, like, go after people that were going after her, like, calling them fatty. Oh, wow. You guys, if you need more information, I want to just give a couple different places that you can look in, because I this is where I kind of did all of my research. So I'm very, very.
You really, I mean, I thought I knew some stuff, but girl, that timeline was like, do we need to share this timeline somewhere?
I'm sure it's somewhere, right? But it's like,
join our Patreon to see the timeline.
But so it's at Lenny Briscoe on Twitter. If she goes public again, she didn't want to go public. She's afraid Alec is going to hit her in the face, as he has once been. He was in 2019, went after a photographer and had to take anger management classes because of that. So she's anonymous. We don't know her real name, but she's also private. The IG stories at Tracy Morrissey, which have a lot of those interviews that we were talking about. And then the Reddit, there's a subreddit that's called Hilaria Baldwin, and they have everything. Like, again, when we say, like, MKEPI,
Ola magazines, like, she's been on it twice. It's like Spanish Born Beauty. Like,
I mean,
this is deep.
It's so crazy. And again, she technically, right, is she in the wrong because she didn't correct him? She's like, I don't read those things.
She ran with the story.
Well, I think you mean she downward dogged with the story, because she's, you know, she's a yogi here. Okay, so now we've, like, talked about all that. Like, what do you think? Like, what are the next steps? Like, what should she have done? What is she going to do next? Like, what are our predictions?
I want her to completely go into a Boston accent moving forward. You know, really just authenticate yourself. You know, your mother has a thick Boston accent.
She truly does. She's always, I mean, my name is Courtney, but for the last 34 years, it's been Courtney. Yeah. And, you know, she wants me to go pack the cat and, you know, go to Harvard Yard. Okay. And I would love for this. I would love that for her.
So this is my vision for her. Okay. Boston accent.
Yes.
On Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Well, I mean, listen, she's got that background. She danced. She's a yogi. Dancing with the Stars is the, if Carol Baskin can go on there and get votes, Eladia, you could win this.
And then
this.
Alec could be in the audience, you know? But are they staying together? Is this lie? Did this lie go too far? How much of the lie did he know? Like, is this what's going on at that house right now?
I'm frightened, to be honest. We know he has a temper. We know there is a temper. I am a little scared because he scares me. Because again, that infamous voicemail to a 16-year-old, it haunts me.
Alaria is just like, lo siento, lo siento, lo siento.
Mi amor. Mi amor. Somos un good team. Look at our rings. Like, she's just like, I feel like he's a scary person that I think it depends on what happens with this. Like, does it go too far? Does it kind of just like fade into the ether? Like, who? Someone's going to get arrested soon. Does that become the next story? You know, no, not in that family. Sorry, in general. Sorry, the news is like a 24-hour news cycle, right? So like, someone's going to do something stupid, but just again, because we had nothing to do, this was
okay. So we go Boston Ascot, Dancing with the Stars. Yep. Then maybe Amy Schumer herself interviews Hilaria, clears the air. We can get some more transparency. It's just like she just needs to own it. Say, you know what?
I think she does that before Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Amy and her go live on AG and maybe she just says, hey, I'm from Boston. I really identify with the Spanish culture and, you know. And then
Me amo Spain. España.
And then Andy Cohen calls her.
Yep. Ring ring.
He's like,
hola.
Let's go.
Hola. Soy Hilaria. He's like, oh, we're still doing that? She's
no. Yes. No, she answers. What's a Boston accent? Hello. No.
Oh, no.
I don't know. So then Bethany comes back because Alaria's on. She wants to get in with Alec Baldwin. Like,
Dorit decides that she, because Dorit has also been asked about this, right? So, like, Dorit has been asked about the accents. And it's like, Dorit, they're asking you because you have many accents, you know? And she's like, oh, I feel bad for it. It's like, shut up, Dorit. Anyways, Dorit moves to New York because Pete K is finally in jail for all their financial fraud. He's in a cell with Tom Girardi. And so Dorit moves to New York too. Well, this is, you know, because this isn't going to, she's not joining until 2022. Right.
And then, no, Bethany, you know, I think, would come back for that.
Yeah.
And God, it'll be a killer season.
Oh, man. I mean, talk about rage.
She would do it, but too. Because it's like, she is definitely right now, she is Alec Baldwin's wife. This is like the most notoriety she's gotten ever. And it's like, she wants to be like Camille and step out of her husband's shadow.
Right. I mean, and like, for this part of it, she only had to pose in one lingerie post.
Oh,
I wonder if that one post, like, granted, I think she's probably losing sponsors who are just going to, like, step away for the moment to, like, get out of any, like, fire with this. But, like, what if that one post ends up making her millions and millions of dollars?
She,
like, if Carol Baskin can do Dancing with the Stars, Eladia can,
too. She doesn't even need the money, though, you know?
No, she doesn't. It's more just to, like, you know, I love the Dancing with the Stars idea, though. Like, I think it's genius.
My best idea yet.
It's hilarious and it's genius, which is, you know, Gene. Bringing it full circle, is Gene is Amy Schumer's son's name. So,
woo.
Genius. Wow. We really connected it.
Well, this was,
we should leave on that
very
note.
Fun. You did a great outline. I so appreciate your hard detective work.
I'm sure we left out a few.
No,
fun
I don't
facts,
think so.
But
I don't think so. You really, we just dived full in. You guys, we'll have another podcast. We're going to do Atlanta this week. We have Dallas OC.
OC.
So I'm back late. Watching Below Deck. So it's going to be a fun, juicy. Oh my God,
where do you find the time?
Okay. We will see you guys at the end of the week. Enjoy this for your Monday, Tuesday. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly.
Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.